This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
I never saw either of my grandmothers dance, but watching them cook was like a dance in the kitchen. The music was provided by the sound of an old gas stove firing up, followed by the fry pan crackling. The hurried sound of the fridge quickly opening and then closing, lest the cold escape. And the applause at the end was the sound of an appreciative, well-fed family. Although most of those meals were consumed in an hour or less, those memories live on in my senses. I was not concerned with saturated fat. And let's not even think about the sugar and liberal pours of knee-high Fanta or Royal Crown Cola. Those priceless recollections are best preserved in my memory bank, where the interest alone is worth the price of the calories. That being said, when it comes to plants around our homes, our hearts need to make room for practical assessments. Everything has a lifespan, and once a plant has given all it can, it's time to replace it. You simply cannot put the toothpaste back in the tube. Plus, the current menu offers stronger, longer-lasting, lower maintenance, more colorful varieties. However, no one ever says, "I can't wait to plant a landscape so I can pull weeds." So here's where the science comes in. Start with a clean site by first removing unwanted grasses and weeds. Weed-free from the get-go is paramount for lower maintenance. Then add the correct amount of organically composted material to the appropriately shaped, well-sized hole, assuring the plant is set at the correct height. Remember this mantra: plant them high, they don't die. Plant them low, they won't grow. Next, the planting process is absolutely positively not complete until you apply 100% bark mulch about 3 inches thick. Here's where people think that mulch is just the frosting on the cake. It is not merely cosmetic. Insufficient mulch depth allows increased sun exposure and contributes to a robust weed genesis. Sufficient bark mulch also helps the soil retain valuable moisture for the plants you want to flourish. And if you use the right bark mulch, you'll get 5 times the roots, which means 5 times the shoots, which will add more shade to prevent more weeds. Get my point? In every way, the proper bark mulch applied correctly will enhance the vigor of your plantings with less work, fewer weeds, less weeding, more gratification, bigger smiles. Sometimes you can get what you want. Find a spot that needs help, then plant something that tantalizes all your senses and is deliciously delightful.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.